Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to spend together. And I pray that God's blessings would be upon you. And before we begin what the Lord has placed on my heart to share, let's take a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are the light of the world. You've called us to be lights, Father. Lord, there's such an ever-growing, increasing, and encroachment of darkness and evil upon the face of the world. But you've called us, Lord, as a city set upon a hill. And Jesus is the light of life. And you've given us that light, Lord, that we could be standard bearers, that we can fearlessly be able to preach the gospel by our life example, by the words that you would give us in the opportunities that you would make for us. And so, Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we know that the enemy never tires in trying to discourage or defeat and hinder your people. And so, Father, right now I pray for everyone that is going through spiritual warfare, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, circumstantially, financially, Father, the enemy will use whatever area he can. And Father, you've given us victory over all the work of the enemy. You've promised that. You've said that. And so, for Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray the works of darkness against your beloved would be broken, and Lord, that they would be renewed and energized by the Word of God. They would see, Lord, every one of us, Lord, the beauty and the purpose and the honor that we have to be your standard bearers in the earth. Father, encourage every heart, meet every need, provide the provision that is required financially, emotionally, circumstantially, because, Lord, we look to you. We have nothing in ourselves. You have created us for your glory. You know the things we have need of. And so, Father, we just thank you that you're moving in a powerful way in our lives. There's going to be breakthroughs ahead. There's that oppression and depression of the enemy is going to go in Jesus' name. And Father, there shall be renewed purpose and strength and health and spiritual vitality for the glory of your name and for the purpose of your kingdom. We thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I waited upon the Lord, He directed me to begin sharing today. We'll see how long the Lord would take us. A message I've entitled, Thy Kingdom Come. Now, this is a very familiar passage found in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. And the Word of God tells us, Paul wrote to his beloved son in the faith, Timothy, and in chapter 3:16, he declared, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We know that this is His message, His Word to His people in all generations, and it's profitable, Paul goes on to say, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that through the Word of God, we understand His will, we understand the things that He requires of us, everything that is profitable for our understanding, for our growth in the Lord, everything that pertains to life and godliness is given in the Word of God. And as God's people, the body of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have already been given our directives from the Lord Jesus Christ in terms of who we are as Christians, Jesus, before he ever left the earth, was very clear to give us that which we should attend to, our job description, if you will, in terms of the spiritual responsibility that we have before the Lord. And in the final verses of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 28, it says, Jesus came and spake unto them, this is verse 18, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That should be very comforting, because he's delegated that power to us in his name. And this is what he says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, the end of the age. So he was commissioning his 12 apostles with this mandate, which is the mandate of the church. In every generation, we are simply to share the gospel, which is the good news. That's what gospel means. And so, first of all, the first directive we have been given, and not only at generally speaking to the body of Christ as a corporate entity, but also to us as individuals, as God makes opportunity for us. And that varies and is unique for every single believer of the Lord Jesus Christ. The important thing is that we have to be obedient to what God would speak to our heart. And so, the first thing, there are four things I want to share with you that God has told us to do. First is the commandment Jesus gave in the closing verses of Matthew, that we are to preach to the uttermost parts of the earth. And as individuals in the body of Christ today, I mean, God has set up fivefold ministry, and they have responsibility before the Lord as pastors, as evangelists, as apostles, prophets, and teachers to edify the body of Christ so that they will be able to do the work of the ministry. Paul's clear on that in Ephesians. I've shared that, if you've been a longtime listener, many times, that ministry equips the saints to minister. And so we are to preach the good news, to exemplify in our individual lives what it means to be a Christian. We don't always have to be quoting scripture. Our lives as examples will declare it. But for those who are hungry, and we need to pray, God opens hearts, and we need the wisdom of the Lord. I mean, you may have found, especially when you were a young Christian, unless you were led of the Lord, you'd be willing to testify. I know I certainly did. I was so excited. And I remember sharing with some family members about Jesus, what God had done in my life. And they really were not receptive, although they called themselves Christians and were part of a Christian denomination. So the point is, we need to be led of the Lord. But there are other directives God has given us. And to find that out, we have to find, go again to the words of Jesus. And let's go to the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And he was sharing in that fifth and sixth chapter, when his disciples wanted to understand, he was teaching the multitudes, and he was giving specific and very practical applications of the will of God to the lives of his people, not only those who were living at the time, but for all generations. He talks, as that chapter begins, about giving alms, that it's something to be done in secret before our Heavenly Father. And this is where I'd like to look at verse 5. He said, when you pray, don't be as the hypocrites. Pray in your closet, verse 6. In other words, pray before you, in your relationship with the Lord, in your closet of prayer, whenever that is, however that is, that you, your Father who is in secret, he sees in secret, he will reward you openly when you do it, not as the hypocrites, not as the Pharisees did to show their sanctimony, their holiness, but that secretly we go to our Father in prayer. And we should have some time with the Lord. Depend, you know your schedule, he knows exactly your responsibilities, but that every time we should have in each day a time to meet with the Lord. Now, in verse 7, I'm going to read that. When you pray, you don't use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they'll be heard for their much speaking. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things ye have need of before you ask him. Now, that might seem, well, if he knows what we need, why do we have to pray? Well, he commands us to pray for our benefit. Yes, the Lord does know exactly what we need, but he wants us to come to him. He's interested in personal relationship. And this is important. I'm going to read verse 9, and this is what we have entitled for generations, the Lord's Prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. They wanted to know how to pray, and he was telling them, this is the format that I'm giving you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You come to the Lord in praise. Then I'll read the rest. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts or trespasses as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That prayer begins with praise. It ends with praise. But I'd like to draw your attention to verse 10. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This relates to God's purposes. And then the rest of that prayer relates to our personal needs. Give us the things we need for life. Forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Give us strength for the battle. Deliver us from evil, for yours is the glory. And what I want to do in the next following days is to look at God's purposes. When he says, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, we're going to be looking at what that means from the scripture and from the heart of God, how he wants us to be activated, how he wants to be busy about the Father's business in the days in which we are living. Well, my time's gone. I love you, and I pray for you, my partners, my radio family, every day. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.